we present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. How nice to be able to welcome you to another edition of My Music, the panel game in which Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden compete in musical knowledge and effrontery against John Amis and Frank Muir. We begin this week with a tribute to the female voice. Four tributes, four female voices. The first of them for Ian Wallace to identify. That waltzing in the clouds, Ian.
It's a very familiar voice.
Aye.
Aye.
I think this is a fellow countrywoman of mine.
Yes.
I think it's Moira.
That's Moira. Moira
Aye.
Who?
I think it's Moira Anderson.
Yes, it is indeed. Moira Anderson. One mark to Ian. Dennis, whose voice is this?
I must try to make the man love me. Make the man love me now. By and by, I'll make the man happy. 'Cause I know how.
Yeah, yes. That's a great song.
Voice from the past. It is a great song, yes. Yeah. Voice from the past, rather, regrettably.
I can't think of the name, but she did some records with Brooke Benton.
Yes.
And I cannot remember her name. I mix her up with Della Reese, but it isn't Della Reese. Now, I can't remember what her name is.
Well, think of, what shall we say? Have you been to the capital of America recently?
Oh, yes, that's very nice. It's Dinah Washington.
Yes, Dinah Washington. Yes. Not as some listeners may have thought, Shirley Bassey. Similar sort of dynamic style. Dinah Washington, and mark to you, I think, fair enough. Half a mark. I had to help you, didn't I? Half a mark, not one. And the song, do you know who wrote the song?
Came from A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Yes.
And it was Arthur Schwartz.
Dorothy Fields wrote the lyric, yeah. Yes. Make the Man Love Me, fine song. John Amis, who's this?
Come to me.
Favourite performance of the song.
Was it? I'll ask you a leading question. Do you expect me to know who that is?
Yes.
I see.
Do. Yes, I do.
Means
yes. How clever of you to force that out of me.
You mean it's somebody from my part of the world?
Yes, I'm going to tell you. This is the sort of thing you're more accustomed to hearing from her.
Ha ha ha.
Are you any further along the line?
It's not a priceless voice, is it?
Ah, no, that's right. No. So,
Leontine.
Leontine Price, yes. Singing on that first Melancholy Baby, the Andre Previn's jazz group. There, of course, from Gianni Schicchi. Yes, Leontine Price stepping out of character and out of one or two other things, I think, as well.
That's why I asked you the question. I mean, it wasn't just an insulting question.
No,
which
no.
They mostly are.
You placed it very cleverly. You placed it very cleverly, and marked to you for doing so. Frank, your turn. Again, the female voice.
Hello, hello.
Or would you like a suck of my tangerine? That's fine.
Is the ukulele banjo a clue?
Don't think so, no. Christmas Carol might be, but...
Have you got a record of her singing the Mass in B minor?
It's rather on delicate ground. It's not a woman, is it?
No, it's not a woman, no. I said the female voice, because I think one can say that, and for a voice so high in register.
It's Tiny Tim.
It's Tiny Tim, yes. Good for you. There's your mark. And that's why I said Christmas Carol might be a clue. The next round. The
question. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. That is very clever. Yes. Yes.
The question in this next round is, who or what is missing from the list I give you? Let me give you an example. If I said ping and pang, you, John, would add...
Pong.
Thank you. From Turandot, yes. But we start with a very different kind of music and a deliberate omission for you, Ian Wallace. Kyrie, Gloria, Sanctus and Benedictus, Agnus Dei... What's missing?
It must be the credo.
Yes, the credo, which comes after the Gloria in the Latin version of the Mass. Dennis Norton, your turn. There's a name missing from this list. Brian Chandler, Hilton Valentine, John Steele, Eric Burden, and...
By golly, we've come a long way from the credo. Yes. Yes. Eric Burden was in that Newcastle group,
yes,
wasn't he?
That's, you're on the track, yes.
And the other bloke who came from it, are we, what's his name? My name is Little
that's
Alan
it.
Price.
Yes, yeah. Yes, Alan Price, that's
Jarrow,
right. Left. The original Tyneside group, The Animals, yes. Remarks to you. John Amos, again, who's missing? Auric, Dury, Onega, Neo, Poulenc, and...
Taillefer.
He's the one everybody forgets, but you don't, do you? No, that's right.
D'Artagnan, those guys.
Because they are, John,
Les Six,
the six composers, yes, who formed a group, exactly. Mm-hmm. Frank Muir, Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, Lionel Hampton, and...
Benny Goodman Quartet.
Yes, that's right.
Benny Goodman Clarinet, Lionel Hampton Vibes.
Yes, Teddy Wilson.
Teddy Wilson was piano.
Oh, yes.
So therefore we're lacking drums.
Yes.
Which would be... Gene Cooper.
Well worked out. 2 marks to you, yes. If you'd care to join in the next round, all of you listening, it's the moment to have your pen and paper handy, because it's time for the piano medley. It's the point where I turn to the piano keyboard and play what used to be called a switch. Remember that, Dennis?
Yes.
A switch, a quick medley of six tunes. Half a mark for each tune that the team in question can name. So, Ian, Dennis, your medley first. Here it is. Away from paper, how did you get on? Dennis, you would perhaps have got the first one.
Exodus.
Yes, yes. Half a mark for that. Then came...
The Marquita.
Yes,
Marquita.
That's right. You're doing famously.
Around the World in 80 Days.
Well, yes, Around the World. Yes, Around
yeah.
the World, yes. Then came one that, Ian, you might have been able to name.
I might have been, but I wasn't.
La Fée de Lila from The Sleeping Beauty. I would have accepted just Sleeping Beauty. Da-dee-da-da-da-da-dum-ba-dum. Two more.
Couldn't think of the next, should know the next one. How did it go again, the next bit?
I'll play it.
There's a Castle Inn, my dear. Freddie Martin did a record. It's the minute.
Yes.
The minute waltz.
You're not supposed to know that. Ian is supposed to know it's.
Yeah.
Ian is supposed to know it's the minute waltz. You're supposed to call it.
Weep
no more, don't cry,
that.
My love. Well, I suppose I give you that, don't I? Benefit of the doubt. Yes, all right. I owe a little help to the other side. Half a mark for there. And the last one?
Live, laugh, and love.
Live, laugh, and love. Bum, 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 bum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2.5 marks out of 3. Good. Back to the piano, and a medley for John Amos and Frank Muir. Mm.
problem.
Right. I have to admit there wasn't very much of the first one. Did you get it?
Dance of the Hours.
Yes, Dance of the Hours, that's right. Like Punkieli. And then came...
A little loving goes a long, long way.
Indeed, I would have accepted Stephanie Gavotte because you wouldn't have sung that.
Yes.
same thing. Right, the next one.
The Chinese Don't Dare To.
Yes.
The
title being...
Mad Dogs Englishmen.
Thank you, Mad Dogs Englishmen. Yes, how true. And then came...
Love me.
Not called Love Me Forever, is it?
Promise.
It's not called that.
No.
Must have the title.
See
no. How do you do it, Frank? No, it's not. It's Sunday I'll Find You, I'm afraid, so you'll miss that.
Similar, yes.
Similar writers.
I have no note.
Thank you, madam. And then two more tunes. You didn't get the next one, I think.
Well, five I have no note
no,
of.
No, no, not of I.
Well,
happened.
Long time.
More. It's called from the film Mondo Carne. Come into the garden, more, you know. And the
beautiful dreamer.
Yes, that's right. Fine chord you have there. Four out of six. And we move on. Not so long ago, I was at a cricket match at Lord's, and I happened to meet Ian Wallace. You remember this, Ian, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You'd just been in hospital for a minor operation, you told me, and I learned something from you that I hadn't known before, namely that while you're going under the anaesthetic, they now play you discreet music. Not perhaps in all hospitals, but certainly in the one you were in. So, Ian, earn your mark in this round by telling us what they actually played you as you went under in your hospital.
But it was very alarming because there one was in the anaesthetic room, and they said everything's delayed a bit. You'll be here for about 10 minutes. Don't worry. Sorry, that's all. I'm not doing anything else. And so I lay there for a bit, and then they said the anaesthetist is coming in now because the surgeon's ready. And suddenly the music changed, and it became dee-da, dee-dee-dee-da, dee. And it was a very nice theatre sister who was holding my hand at the time. And I said to her, I said, I don't think that's very tactful, what they're playing now. She said, what is it? I said, well, it's called The Dying Swan. it's difficult to know quite what would be suitable. I suppose you'd really rather have something reassuring like, we'll meet again.
That'll do very nicely, and thank you. I was going to give you even one mark just for telling us about The Dying Swan, but that's fine. A mark to you. And, of course, no prize for guessing how Dennis, John and Frank are going to earn their marks in this round. So, Dennis, you first. What type of music or piece of music, perhaps, would you rather not hear under similar circumstances while you're going under an anaesthetic?
I think I'd be a little dismayed if they played that song, It's Impossible. But I think I would definitely pass out. You remember the one that Joseph Locke used to sing? Good mind, good mind. Yes. You wish you all...
Yeah. Last goodbye.
Well, last.
John, what would you rather not hear if you were going under?
Well, my mind goes back... You know how on sheet music they print sometimes on the back or on a spare page, 8 bars of something? Mm. And on the back of something, Reginald Forsyth or Art Tatum, there was a piece called Fumbling Around. And I think that would scare me witless.
Well done. And Frank?
For title, I think the most daunting would be Sinking, sinking as I am, K-I-N.
Yes. And we move on. In songs, operas, musicals, and similar, there are sometimes some rather surprising lines. Let's see if you can identify them. Ian, in the world of musical theatre, where all lovers seem to be beautiful, who sings to whom, Oh, you very, very plain old man, I love you madly.
That's very different from, oh, you beautiful dog.
Yes. Isn't this rather like, oh, what a very, very pure young man this pure young man must be, which comes from patience.
Yes, you're in the right field.
So it's Gilbert, and this is somebody who is in love with somebody very ugly.
Mm-hmm. Under the influence of a love filter.
The sorcerer.
You got there, yes. So who sings it to the notary? Do you know her name?
No, I don't.
No. Constance to the notary in The Sorcerer, under the influence of this love filter we were talking about.
It's because they all have a great tea party and, they all fall in love with one another.
Teacups and sorcerers, yes, I know. one marked you. Well won, I think, you got there in the end. Dennis, here's a line from a song for you to place. A lot of kisses on the bottom.
You'll be glad you've got them.
Yes. So the
I'm
song
sit
is...
sit right down and write myself a letter.
And for proof, here's Cleo Lane singing just that.
Gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Gonna write words so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them.
There you are. Yes,
it's clear. In the same area as It's All Over My Friend.
Yes.
My friend.
I didn't know about that. One mark to you. It's one mark round. John, there's an operatic love scene that begins rather improbably, I think, with the words, up in the sky, someone is playing a trombone and a guitar. Can you place it? It's actually a charming song. Up in the sky, someone is playing a trombone and a guitar.
English?
No.
I think you must give me clues, Tish.
I'm going to play it to you.
That's better.
Up in the sky, someone is playing a trombone and a guitar. Red is your tie, and in your velvet coat, you hide a star. Monica, Monica, dance the waltz. Monica,
there's a clue for you.
Yes, it's by Giancarlo Menotti.
That's right, yes.
It's The Medium, isn't it?
The Medium, that's right.
Not long ago, you know, I used to write for the Scotsman newspaper, excuse me, Ian, and one day they rang me not long ago and said, Mr. Amos, could you confirm or deny that Mr. Menotti has bought himself a sheep farm in Scotland? So I said, absolute McRubbish. I met Menotti the following week, and I said, I heard this ridiculous thing about you. He said, yes, it's true. And I said, well, how are you getting on in Scotland? He said, well, it's very nice. He said, I'm enjoying it very much. He said, the only trouble is that the villagers can't quite pronounce the name Menotti, so they call me Mr. McNulty.
Very sweet.
Giancarlo McNulty.
Yes. Well, that was from the start of Act Two of The Medium by Menotti, the duet, if you can call it that, between Monica and Toby. It's not quite a duet because Toby, of course, is a mute, deaf mute, but Monica sings that particular passage, Beverly Dame, on that recording. Frank, shall I be blamed if God has made me gay?
Is it?
Let us hear it done properly, shall we, just for a moment.
Shall I be blamed if God has made me gay? Does it pay?
Much imitated, but a fine super voice, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, he's
voice of Tauber. And he gets you a mark. According to our very own tradition in this show, the last round features our contestants in slightly different capacity and a different order. They sing. Dennis first. Dennis, all the songs are decidedly foreign in origin.
Uh-huh.
I speak from the English end, as it were. Yours is an American song. And I quote, the hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man in the street. What are they all singing?
From the middle eight.
Oh, yes, if I can find
listen,
it.
I'm not waiting for you because you put me off, mate. You make your own arrangement. Listen, listen, there's a lot you're liable to be missing. Sing it, yes,
on,
don't
go on,
fumble
go
about there, Steve.
What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? What makes a gander meander in search of a goose? What puts the kick in a chicken, the magic in juice? It's just... You know, they say that in order to be a great singer, one has to suffer. I think you've suffered enough.
I think I'm going to give up accompanying altogether. Certainly I will for yours, John, because this will sound lovely, I think, unaccompanied, if you can manage it. Tom Moore, the Irish poet, wrote in 1813 about summer's final rose. Can you oblige, please?
"'Tis the last rose of summer left blooming all alone. All her lovely companions are faded and gone. No flower of her kindred, no rosebud is nigh. To reflect back her blushes, give sigh for sigh."
Frank, back to America for your song, in which the singer inquires of his girl whether her mother is aware that she's out and about to be stolen.
Sis.
Yes.
Yes. Which version do you want? Want the early one?
Well, when the answer to that is always the clean one, if you're on the BBC.
Well, not the Belgrade.
Roundabout.
Does your mother? You're mad.
I'm sorry, I've done you a mischief. Would you like to try one of your own?
I would do if I continued at that key. Does.
Same
what
key
speed?
As I
what tempo? Da da da.
I don't mind. Just get on with it.
Does your mother know you're out, Cecilia? Does she know that I'm about to steal ya? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, I can't tell you. You and I must get together. How about a little kiss, Cecilia? Just a kiss and a miss, Cecilia. If I'm wasting time. Oh, Cecilia, won't you say your name?
What was that line about wasting time?
But the tempo was irresistibly like the way the band plays when the jugglers do that trick with three cigar boxes.
Absolutely true. And any musical director will corroborate that, then. It's absolutely true. Yes, trying to follow the unnatural beat. Ian, the song...
Thank you.
I thought you followed me very well.
Yes,
because your song is going to be serious and also going to be magnificent, Ian, in French, as Cole Porter as Cole Porter was the first to point out, and I'll play you a long introduction while we all get our breath back.
Right.
When love comes in and takes you for a spin, oh la la la, c'est magnifique. When every night your loved one holds you tight, oh la la la, c'est magnifique. But when one day your loved one drifts away, oh la la la, it is so tragic. But when once more she whispers, je t'adore, c'est magnifique.
Indeed. Malheureusement, we have no more, more time. It's not a victory for anybody this week. It's a tie. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiner.